You and I, Gloria, we're ambassadors. We're born from above. We're citizens right now of heaven.
That's right.
We're like aliens from another planet.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. You know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim show us that even though we are not of this world, we are told by our Savior to pray for leaders of nations first of all. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Billy Brim's with us today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and Billy always has interesting things for us, and you're going to really find this interesting.
Thank you, Billy.
Give us a little hint.
Well, we're going to be talking about, you know, the first time this will be seen, Believer's Voice of Victory, is going to be in July. And so we will have just celebrated our country's 241st birthday.
Wow.
July 4th, 2017. And we're going to talk about a campaign, a prayer campaign that the Lord has me on and has given me a commission to launch.
Yeah.
And encourage you to be a part of it. And it's called the First of All campaign.
First of all.
And it comes,
good,
of course, from the scriptures, 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications,
that's
prayers,
what it says,
intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So here the church is told, the Holy Ghost had Paul write it to Timothy. Timothy is a pastor at Ephesus. It's a hard time. They haven't been so blessed to have a leader that they elected. Their leader's Nero.
Right.
He burned Rome. He blamed it on the Christians. They have terrible Roman emperors. I'm reading some books about it right now, and it's hard to read, Gloria, what they did with those Christians and
cruel,
Jews.
Cruel.
They sent them to the arenas because they had this heinous crime of being a Christian, and that the Christians believed there was another king. And so they would put them in there with hungry lions, women and children.
Isn't that horrible?
And then Nero, he dipped them in pitch, put them on a pole and lit them up as torches and put them like streetlights along the way. And so he was...
How many years did that kind of...
The Roman Empire was a very long empire. And it was... You remember God told Daniel about it. It was an evil empire. It's an evil iron beast, like Daniel saw it. And it was very many years, but at the last of those years, it was at the time of Jesus, particularly, and then those few hundred years after he was death, burial, and resurrection, and the early Christians so suffered under it. And that's who's in power when God writes this to Timothy. You pray for them. Well, it's evidently going to do some good. And it doesn't have to be the one that you voted for or the one that you like. But if it wouldn't do good, God didn't put it in there.
Yeah, that's right.
So he told me when Donald Trump was going to be president, and I knew Donald Trump was going to be president. I'm going to tell you about that later. I knew it because of visions he gave to a former Muslim, and he shared with me. And I knew that he was going to be the president, and when this Muslim man would have a vision, which we'll talk about in detail later, he always said that the Lord always said, but the church has to pray like it's never prayed before. Excuse me. So I knew we've got to obey the scripture like we've never obeyed the scripture before. And how I knew Donald Trump was going to be president, as I said, was through this Muslim man with a Muslim background who had the visions. And in the visions, the Lord told him that he had prepared him to be the president. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Good.
But I believe, because years ago, we're going to be talking about this, Glow, the Lord told me and us at Prayer Mountain, pray in an awakening. The Lord has given me a platform. He's given me a charge to help the prayers. And my daughter-in-law sent me this quote by Andrew Murray, "The man who mobilizes the Christian church to pray will make the greatest contribution to world evangelization in history."
Praise God. That's the truth.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, see, that's good.
Before one of the great awakenings that the United States had, which we're going to be talking about, there was a prayer sweep across the whole nation. And one of the men writing about it said, it was as if the church discovered its real power, the power to pray. And that's our real power, the power to pray. And I am thankful to the Lord for this opportunity to invite you and others to join the First of All campaign and commit, just commit, that first of all, before you pray for your husband, your children, your finances, your health, anything, you will pray, utter prayers for our leaders. Now, prayer.
That's a good point.
I believe we had been praying at Prayer Mountain for an awakening to God. And for the United States of America. And we'd been praying this for some time. We were praying it at the time when in 2011, there was a National Day of Prayer on May 5th, Thursday, 2011. And we have, from Prayer Mountain, we have a stream live prayer meeting every Wednesday. So I mobilized all the people and I said, now tomorrow, Thursday, May 5th, 2011, that's going to be the National Day of Prayer. We'll all get online and we'll pray together again.
Praise God.
So that night, I called Kenneth Copeland. And I said,
I know that guy.
You know that man?
Yeah.
I said, if you could speak to the prayers tomorrow who will unite in prayer from every state and even from other countries, what would you ask them to pray? So Ken called me the next morning, and this is the prayer that he had from the Lord, that he said he received it. It's short, but it's so powerful. Ken said, my prayer is for God to give us His wisdom,
yeah,
to give us His strength, that this nation finish its course, not cut short by sin, by government, or by any move of the devil, that we as Christian people cast off the sin that so easily besets us and finish the race and fulfill our destiny. Does the United States have a destiny? Absolutely.
Yes.
How do we know that? We know it from the Holy Scriptures. Destiny. King James Version of Acts 17:16 reads, "Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry." Then on down to the 22nd verse. "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" Verse 24. He had himself. The Lord said to me one time, Gloria, he said, I want you to notice how I had Paul declare me to pagans. So this is how it is. Acts 17:24. "He had himself declared as the God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth and dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things." And then verse 26, this is one I want you to get. "And he hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined their times before appointed and the boundaries of their habitation." Hmm. Here it is in the Amplified.
Interested.
Listen at this in the Amplified, Glow. "And he made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and fixed boundaries of their habitations, their settlements, their lands, and abodes." Now that means for the United States of America, for Canada, for Australia, now we're new nations on the block.
Yeah.
That's why I named us. Because God gave to Adam a 6-day work week, 1,000 years being a day being 1,000 years. We didn't come along, the United States of America didn't come along till the last half of the 6th day. We're almost to the 7th day, the millennium. So we're new, but when He brought us forth, He brought us forth with destiny.
Praise God.
He brought it forth with purpose. And that prayer from Brother Copeland, so telling, my prayer is for God to give us His wisdom, to give us His strength, that this nation finish its course, not cut short by sin, by government, or by any move of the devil, that we as Christian people cast off the sin, that's repentance, that so easily besets us, and finish the race,
yes,
and fulfill our destiny.
Yes, yes, yes. That is excellent.
Absolutely excellent. I read that to Brother Copeland this morning. I think it blessed him. And as we started talking there, and I told him where we were going to go this week, you know, and I said, we're going to talk about, I believe America's entered a time of awakening. We've been praying for it. I believe that the recent election, the 2016 election, where Donald Trump was elected, I believe the church was awakened to vote, for one thing. I'm going to show you, I have a theory about the preparation of Donald Trump to be president.
Interesting.
I mean, you don't have to accept it. Gloria doesn't have to accept it. It's a theory. But I got some pretty amazing facts to back it up.
Oh, that's good.
That God has been preparing him. Now, this morning.
Let me say something, church.
Yeah, I do.
Ken, if you're watching today, Billy and I invite you to come take place with us.
Yeah.
If you get a word, you come give it. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Now, this morning, as we were sitting there at breakfast, and I was talking to him about this and about the election, and he said, you know, Billy, on YouTube, he said, Gloria and I were invited early in Donald Trump's campaign. He said it was so early, it barely had started. I think Paul White invited about 25 of you to come, and Donald Trump addressed you as by your name.
He did.
And so evidently he had watched one time or another. And so then I think Ken said Paula invited the pastors, ministers, whatever they were, pastors traveling, to pray for Donald Trump.
Yes.
And you all gathered around him, and she asked Ken to pray. Others prayed as well. Now, you'll have a little challenge seeing Ken this. He's behind Donald Trump, but you can see him there.
Well, that's a good picture.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brother Ken told me this morning, he said, Billy, it was so early in the campaign, I didn't even know who I was going to back. Probably be a Christian.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz or Huckabee. Or he said, I didn't know. He said, now when I listen to this prayer, the prophet's anointing was on
him. I haven't heard it since that day.
The prophet's anointing was on him because he was praying for Donald Trump as if he were going to be president. So I'm asking them to play that for you now.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
Father, you said in your word,
yes, Lord,
any man that lacks wisdom,
yes,
let him ask of God,
yes,
who giveth liberally to all men glory and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavers. For any man that wavers is like the blowing wind on the water. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. No man can be successful as President of the United States without your wisdom. And so we ask you today,
yes, God,
yes, to give this man your wisdom boldly.
Yes.
Make sure,
yes,
and certain that he hears.
Yes.
Manifest yourself to him.
Yes.
And we thank you and praise you for a bold man, a strong man,
yes,
and an obedient man.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, if you didn't quite catch it, how prophetic that prayer was, you can get it on YouTube, and you can get it by putting in Copeland Prays for Trump. And then you can watch it over and you can hear, and Brother Copeland was talking to me at breakfast. It was like he already knew that he was going to be president, but he didn't. So that's the prophetic anointing. Brother Copeland stands in the office of prophet. He's also a teacher. But even when Brother Copeland teaches, he teaches with a prophetic anointing, because that anointing is going to come first. So The First of All campaign has been birthed in my spirit. The Lord has challenged me to get people to pray first of all for our leaders. Now, I knew that Donald John Trump was going to be president of the United States. I didn't know it early. In fact, I was not for Trump. I was like Brother Copeland. I was for some of those others, you know, that were running that were Christians. And I too got invited to a meeting in June. And in June, I think they invited 1,000 ministers.
Is that when we were there?
You didn't go to that one. You were invited, but for some reason you didn't go. I've forgotten. But anyway, I flew up with Buddy Pilgrim. And, you know, that's enlightening. He's always in on the things political. And so we had a whole day. It was called A Conversation with Donald Trump, and it was led by Ben Carson, Huckabee, and Trump. And they had already backed him, you know, said they were going to back him. And so we spent a whole day there, and we had fellowship together. Oh, my goodness, that was one of the most marvelous things, was the unity of the preachers that were there. And, you know, they'd have one, I didn't get to say anything, didn't want to, but one after another was and they were from far differing camps. But they were united. And what were they united in? I'm sure they weren't all united behind Trump at that time. They were united in praying for this nation.
Amen.
Oh, my, how that unites us. You know, Gloria, we know that Israel is going to be here during the millennium. Whether there are then going to be judgments of nations. In fact, it's going on right now. There are two groups in the nations, the sheep nations and the goat nations. And the sheep nations are going to go on into the millennial, the 1,000-year Sabbath. We call it the millennial reign of Christ. There are going to be sheep nations in there. Matthew 25 tells us that. But there are going to be goat nations that are never heard of again. Nations as nations will be judged. And the sheep and goat judgment in Matthew 25 is that judgment of the nations. But there's one, there's already been going on. There's one criteria by which nations are judged, and that is, how did they treat Israel? Yeah. That's only criteria. How did you treat them? You're going to be blessed. You're going to be a sheep nation. You're going to go on in the millennium. And then that's not the end. We're going into eternity future after that. But the church, there are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. The church will then be in heavenly Jerusalem.
Glory to God.
Glory to God for that one. We're out of here. Praise God. But on the earth, there's still going to be people living. They're still going to be having babies. The little children get to play with lions for pets. And the earth is going to become so populated during the millennium that the oceans have to shrink, the Bible tells us, and more land has to come up. Wow. Because there's going to be generation after generation, age after age after age. And you and I, Gloria, we're ambassadors. We're born from above. We're citizens right now of heaven.
That's right.
We're like aliens from another planet.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. You know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
That's right.
But the Bible tells us that from His kingdom, of which we are a part, He has ambassadors. It tells us this in Corinthians. And the nation that we've been stationed in, you and I, primarily is United States of America. Now, you and Ken, you go all over the globe and you bring the witness, but primarily you're born here. And this is the place that you gave your most witness. And we want, I want what I call bragging rights. When I'm in a glorified body and I'm with Jesus and I've got my station in the heavenly Jerusalem, I want to be able to say, that nation where I was stationed is a sheep nation. So how's the United States of America going to be a sheep nation? The United States of America is going to be a sheep nation because it blessed Israel.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, we were on some pretty precarious grounds with Israel. But I believe we've started an awakening. And I believe, I'm hoping, even by the time this is shown, that we will have transferred our embassy to the really, true, eternal capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem. So I want to be having bragging rights about that. We need the United States of America to bless Israel.
Yes, we do.
In the last election, the most crucial issue was, will this nation and its new president bless Israel? Now, that's why we first of all have to pray. We have to pray for our president, pray for them. And things are looking good right now. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we, as we have moved into this election and past this election, we do see that there's blessing for Israel. And we do see that there's, I believe the United States will be a sheep nation because of how we've prayed.
Yes, yes.
Now, I did know that Donald Trump was going to be, when I went to that meeting of 1,000 ministers, I started to change. I started to change. I thought, you know what? This could be the will of the Lord, even though some of the younger people in my family had said from the beginning he'd be president, and I argued with them. No, no, he won't be. But then I began to see after this meeting, he could be the president. Now, I have discovered through study that he has been prepared by God. And I saw that that preparation had to do with an awakening that took place on the remote island that his mother was from. So when we come back tomorrow, we're going to talk about this unusual, I believe God led me to find out these things.
I don't want to miss
that. This unusual preparation of the man who's now our president and who needs our prayers.
Yes, amen.
On Lewis Island, I'm going to talk to you too about the former Muslim man that saw the visions where God told him that he was preparing that man. So I would invite you.
Oh, I will be here, Billy.
You be here. And you be a committed person to pray first of all for this nation, first of all for its leaders,
amen.
First of all for our spiritual leaders. First of all, obey the Word of God. Obey what God said in 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, if we do it, woo, we got glories ahead.
Praise God.
Glories,
first
Gloria.
First of all, I got it. First of all, praise God. Isn't that awesome? You don't want to miss any of these broadcasts if you want to be in on the know of what's going to happen in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, we're just so glad you came and shared.
I'm glad to be here. I'm like Minnie Pearl.
You're
I'm just proud to be here.
Okay. Well, we'll see you in a moment. And don't go away because we want to talk to you about some more things.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.